This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 7th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration has started its series of public hearings to gather comments on LASP, its proposed Large Aircraft Security Program. At yesterday's packed hearing at Westchester County Airport, Ed Bolin, president of the National Business Aviation Association, told TSA the proposal is seriously flawed and offered a process for improving the rule. Bolin said the plan fails to recognize the unique needs and challenges of business aviation and, in its current form, could have, quote, unintended and destructive consequences that threaten the well-being of businesses across the U.S. that rely on their airplanes for survival, unquote. Bolin reminded the TSA of existing voluntary industry efforts, including Airport Watch, monitored aircraft transactions, and background checks and tamper-proof licenses for pilots. Quote, clearly, when it comes to effective security enhancements, we have led, not followed, the government, unquote. In a more diplomatic echo of others who have described the proposal as security theater, Bolin told TSA reps their program would be unduly burdensome without providing a clear security benefit. Among LASP's provisions, many items routinely carried on board small aircraft as part of normal business operations would suddenly wind up on a restricted items list. Business operators would be required to come up with plans to provide for carriage of federal air marshals and bear the cost of third-party security audits, which have yet to be defined. In the spirit of bring me solutions, not problems, Bolin wrapped up by calling for an aviation rulemaking committee, which he called, quote, a consistently proven method for addressing controversial proposals for our industry, because it opens up a real dialogue for creating effective yet workable policies. Business aviation is an important industry. Security is an important objective, and we deserve that kind of dialogue, unquote. As part of its effort to lead the industry's response to LASP, NBAA tells ANN that it has prepared a new online guide to help members submit comments to regulators not only about LASP, but about any future regulatory proposals that affect the way members operate or use their aircraft. The guide helps members through key points to cover in developing comments, including one's standing as a respondent, specific concerns with a regulatory proposal, and cost consequences. NBAA encourages members to take advantage of the comment process. The new guide is top and center when you visit nbaa.org. The association has also provided a new form letter for members to send to their elected representatives in Washington outlining concerns with LASP. ANN has been monitoring reports of problems with a number of the Garmin GPS map portable receivers. According to sources within Garmin, devices using GXM 30, 30A, and 40 antennas are currently having problems receiving and displaying XM weather. Most reports involve the popular GPS map 396 and 496 portables. We've had no reports of the problem on the 696 series. Garmin indicates it's not aware of any specific problem with panel mount systems that utilize similar technologies, but reports on the Cirrus Owners and Pilots Association forums indicate that XM audio may be experiencing outages. Garmin says it's working diligently to investigate the issue. In the meantime, the company suggests visiting www.refresh.xmradio.com and following the instructions to accomplish a system refresh. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Frontier Airlines pilots agree to a new contract. An upstart space contractor may challenge a snub by NASA. And the U.S. Air Force commits to buy more power plants for the F-22. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, in the first of two parts, we'll enjoy a humor-laced aviation safety lesson from Rod Machado. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.